My name is Rabbi Neil Blumoff, and these are your liner notes on Charles Mingus. Charles Mingus was a perpetual outsider.
Well, I wasn't black enough, and neither was I light enough, like Clayton Powell, you know him?
Yes.
To be accepted as the,
yes,
the high yellow.
Yes.
Miles,
yes,
Davis walked up and said, make fun of me right now. He says, man, you trying to pass for colored, you know?
Yes, yes.
Not like Dubuque, but they were laughing, and the dough started to come in.
So there's an album called The Clown, which was released in 1957, which is a spoken word piece where Mingus, his band, play beneath the words. And I think that sense of putting on a face to preserve something inside is central to what Mingus was doing. His music was both tightly controlled and incredibly free. There were many different tempo changes to show and denote the perhaps the different constructions of our own character, of recognizing that music, just like ourselves, are not static and not linear, but allow us to feel many different emotions at the same time and to say many, many things in one moment. I think Charles Mingus represents what most of us feel, which is a love-hate relationship with the world, and how much to reveal, and how much to hide, and how much in our art or in our authentic selves do we portray, and what then becomes instead a mirror that only reflects another mirror.
Just dig along where I go. Give me that woman to get me some dough.
Mingus is challenging us to look at ourselves full in the face and to recognize what we see, both the angelic and the devilish, and daring us to move beyond it, of showing us that while we are struggling with the definitions that we make in this life of the here and the now, of what's acceptable and unacceptable, that he is acting as a leader and recognizing that the task at hand is to educate oneself in the tradition and the roots and the blues, while at the same time create a new canon, both for music and for our character and for this world. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.